This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Union Cabinet today approved a number of initiatives to improve the lives of farmers and increasing their income. The government has approved the Digital Agriculture Mission with a total cost of 2,817 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said major decisions have been taken in the Cabinet meeting to boost the agriculture sector. He said the Digital Agriculture Mission is being developed on lines of the structure of digital public infrastructure for agriculture. The Cabinet has approved a proposal crop science for food and nutritional security at a total cost of 3,979 crore rupees. The government has allocated 2,291 crore rupees to strengthen agriculture education, management and social science. The Cabinet also approved a 309-kilometer-long new rail line project providing the shortest connectivity between two major commercial hubs, Mumbai and Indore, at a total cost of 18,036 crore rupees. The project will be completed by 2028-29. The Cabinet has approved the proposal of Kane's Semicon Private Limited to set up a semiconductor unit in Sanand, Gujarat. The decision has been taken with the objective to develop a vibrant semiconductor ecosystem. The proposed unit will be set up with an investment of 3,300 crore rupees. The capacity of this unit will be 60 lakh chips per day. The chips produced in this unit will cater to a wide variety of applications. These include segments such as industrial, automotive, electric vehicles, consumer electronics, telecom, and mobile phones. Prime Minister Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore tomorrow. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Secretary East Jaydeep Majumdar said the Prime Minister will visit Brunei on September 3rd and 4th at the invitation of Brunei's Sultan Haji Hassan Al-Bolkiah. He said this will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. The visit coincides with the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei. Secretary East informed that on the second leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Singapore on September 4th and 5th at the invitation of his counterpart Lawrence Wong. In Telangana, at least 16 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents amid the current spell of heavy rainfall in the state. Talking to media in Hyderabad today, State Minister D. Sridhar Babu said the government has stepped up relief measures following heavy rains in the state, which led to inundation of low-lying areas in several districts. He said the situation is still grim in the worst affected districts like Khammam, Mehboobabad and parts of Suryapet. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy is visiting the rain-affected Khammam district. Earlier, he directed senior officials to implement relief measures on a war footing and remain vigilant in areas where heavy rains are forecast. The state government will submit a comprehensive report on flood damage to the centre. In Andhra Pradesh, the state and central governments are making all efforts to restore normalcy in the flood-affected regions. The flood situation in NTR, Krishna and Guntur districts is being closely monitored by Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu. He stayed in the flood-affected areas of Vijayawada and personally oversaw the situation and relief efforts. He visited several severely impacted regions to assess the extent of the flooding. The bodies of all 22 victims killed in the Mi-8 helicopter crash in Russia's Kamchatka region have been found. On a social media post, the Kamchatka region's Minister for Emergency Situations, Sergei Lebedev, said the bodies of the victims have been found and handed over to the Forensic Medical Examination Authorities. On day 5 of the ongoing Paris Paralympics 2024, badminton star Nitesh Kumar clinched gold in men's singles final against Great Britain's Daniel Bethill. On other hand, Suhas Yathiraj will be competing in his gold medal match later this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.